Blog Talk Radio.
A man we passed just tried to stare me down, and when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? I had something in my heart and in your eyes. Tell me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you?
Man, oh man, those guys were sick, and they were
They were knocking down doors. They were making things happen musically that no one else had done before. And so when you're doing something that no one else has done before, wow, you are really doing something. It is like you, and not only is it that no one else has done before, but people are all of a sudden trying to follow that, and it becomes like this huge thing, and it's amazing, and people are just celebrating it, and not just from the time when you started it, but all the way up until now, decades and decades and decades later. Excuse me. So that's just amazing. And so those brothers, I salute you, Motown. Salute the Funk Brothers for the amazing music that they gave us. Wow. Thank you so much for opening doors for so many of us that had to, you know, that were really blessed. And we got our opportunity off of your back, off of your hard work, and thank you so much. Anyway, and thank you for you know, not just the musicians, but for just us humans that was loving that music. I remember as a child, I wasn't a musician at the age of 3, 4, or 5, but I remember that music because I remember my mom and my auntie and uncles, they would just have so much fun listening to that music. And you know, and so we were just sitting there and just around it and just enjoying them, enjoying life together. And at the time when it was happening, I didn't recognize how powerful it was. It's our history looking backwards and going, wow, that was amazing. Not only was it was just an amazing moment, but my family was alive. You know, they were alive. My aunties and my uncles are gone now. And, you know, and the friends that used to come over and celebrate and hang out with them, they're gone now. And we used to be there all the time. And it just breaks my heart. And, you know, some of us, our moms and dads are gone, you know. And so we don't get the opportunity. So that's why going back is a wonderful thing because we get to remember some amazing times when we had these amazing people in our life who loved us, and this music was just a celebration of life. And so I am so excited about Throwback Thursday because I get to just go back, right, and just reminisce. So come on and join me here on Soul Light Records Radio. Let's do this together. I just wanna change my mind.
Thank you.
and enjoying some of the great, great songs from these great writers, producers, record companies, artists. I mean, they put it all together for us, and we will be able to enjoy it until the end of our time here on this planet. So thank you, guys. Thank you all. Thank you.
And it would hurt.
Ooh. What's up? What's up, Mr. Fleming? How you doing, brother?
Ooh, man, I'm good, man. Music, how are you? I am good.
Hey, man. I'm enjoying the music. The music is just blessing me, man. It's such a beautiful blessing. I just love old school. I love this music, how it takes me back. And just makes you feel real good, man. So, but anyway, how you been, man?
Man, I am good. I am out and about. But, no, I just wanted to come in and check in with you and check in with all the listeners out there and let them know that, hey, we are here live and direct. Solar Records Radio every Thursday. Yes, it is Throwback Thursday. And not only one, not only two, but three shows today on Solar Records Radio. So not only you have Mr. Wardell Potts with the afternoon drive, you have me with the Throwback Thursday night. And then, of course, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Goldie Max Cosmic Slapjack. So tune in tonight. Ooh. Again, it's a triple feature.
Yes. That's a three play right there, triple play right there. I'm excited about it, man. And I hope everybody is having a great day. Don, are you doing good out there? You having a good day?
I'm having a great day, man. I am feeling better. So, but again, thank everybody for the love and sending out the love for me and everything. I really appreciate it. It's not going on deaf ears. I'm reading the comments and I'm reading all the text messages and stuff, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, cool. You know, I was watching something on the news today, and it really kind of bothered me a little bit. It's getting a little loud. One second. I'm gonna say this to you. Then I'm gonna. Okay. Yeah, just mute your mic for a second. So I was reading something today. And not reading, but I was watching the news. And on the news, it's a little frustrating for me because here you have an Olympic athlete just out there doing their thing, working really hard for the country, right? To do everything he can to go and represent the country. And
right.
then she gets there and she does what she has to do. She gets the medal and everything. And then she puts up holds up her shirt that says that that she is an activist athlete, and so many people have a problem with that. And I'm going, why is that a problem? And so I tried to listen to different people share their different experiences in regards to why it's a problem. And so some people are saying, well, you're supposed to be you're on the international stage, and you're supposed to be representing America, not your own personal thing. This is about America, right? And so, and I'm looking at this. There's another lady that came on that just really made me happy. And she goes, well, you know what? Everybody has their own story in America, you know. And so you have
So
someone, you know, you could feel what you want to feel, and that's fine for you because America's big enough to handle everybody's feelings. At least it should be, and not just a few, but everybody's feelings, because this is about everyone in America. It's not just about what your experience is. And so if she is sharing her experience with the world in regards to her America, she should be entitled to that. That's what it's all about anyway. We're supposed to be able to say how we feel, you know. And so it was just so wrong when I heard that people try to tunnel vision other people's history into their history. Our history is not the
same. That's true. Don't get me started on that subject.
I know. And you being a black man and me being a black man, we still have two different experiences because we grew up in two different time frames and two different locations geographically. And so, but we have similar experiences, but they're different. And so if we have different experiences and we are both black men, then why do another race think that, you know, we should have be talking about the same experience that they had. That it's so it rubbed me the wrong way. And yes, here we go, Greg. It's driving me crazy that the mindset of America as a whole is really tunnel vision, and it's people think it should be only about their history and not about everyone's history in America. It's just the stupidest position you can have. How can this be? It's not your America. It's our America. So get over yourself. But anyway, I know Don Fleming, man, you know he's going to explode if I let him say too much.
No, I'm just listening. I think you pretty much explained how I feel about it. The great experiment, you know, of America, I think there's many different layouts and landscapes and many walks of life, and I think you cannot make it, you can't uniform it into one way. So, I totally agree with you, my brother. You pretty much nailed the hit. Put the nail on the head right there. So, hey, nothing on my end. I have nothing else to say.
We can't believe that, boy. That's good. That's good. It's never going to be the way that people think it's going to be that have that narrow mindset, because we have mouths. We can write.
Mm-hmm.
We can read, and we can share, and we will share our experiences, and you don't have the right to stop us, right?
No.
You do not have the right
to stop us. I think
there's
a paternal, there's this paternal viewpoint of marginalized people in this country, especially black people, to where they feel like, well, you can't say that. You have to feel this way about America. You have to feel this way about America. See, just because I'm not going around with USA pants, USA shirt, a USA cap on, doesn't mean that I don't love my country. I think the fact that the problem is, you know, we are supposed to love our country, but we're going to hold it accountable. We want to hold the country and its tenets of the Constitution, its tenets of a more perfect union. We have to hold it accountable and to form a more perfect union. And you know, if there's no way to do that, I mean, and people trying to dictate how you feel about it, then that's the problem within it. That's a problem on a whole different level. So, my walk of life isn't the same as your walk of life, and especially isn't the same of a lot of people's walk of life who feel that they have to be so pro-America. You know, I can be pro-America, but hey, I can be pro-judgment in my pro-America. See, a lot of people don't judge this country. I think one of the founding fathers said dissension is the highest form of patriotism. Thomas Jefferson said that. So in order to love your country, you have to hold its accountability for its faults. So when people want to do that, that's what you call American exceptionalism. And I don't fall for it. And I'm not the one that prescribe to the whole notion of American exceptionalism. We have to accept, you know, America and be proud of it no matter what it does. Yes, be proud of America, but again, hold it accountable. And I think a lot of people have problems with holding it accountable. Just because I don't have an American flag all on my pen or on my shirt and things like that doesn't make me any less of an American than you. So that's why all of these people, that's, you know, when you talk about, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go there for a quick second because you already took me there.
I got him, y'all.
But,
I got him.
but no, I will say no. And don't do it. Don't you do it, Greg.
Go. Go do it. Get it.
No. I'm just saying, I think a lot of you know, misconceptions about what happened on January 6th. I think a lot of people are still trying to misconstrue or trying to give out the misinformation of how we're supposed to love America. You know, how we're supposed to, you know, we are in the process, we were in the process of destroying a democracy because a lot of people didn't like the results of that democracy. So, but again, I think a lot of people don't have the wherewithal to understand, or they do, the fact that there is this monotone, or this, not monotone, this uniform way of loving your country. And a lot of people feel that way, and they're willing to die for it. They're willing to not say anything bad about it. They're willing to forget about the democratic process, and that's what basically displayed on January 6th. So a lot of those people who are crying and complaining about the Olympics and this, well, you shouldn't protest and you shouldn't do that. Those are the same people. A lot of those are the same people who felt that this whole election was stolen. So I really don't try to give that much ignorance. I don't try. See, the problem is we try to give ignorance equal time. I don't have time to debate ignorance, and I choose not to. So, but anyway, there's a lot of things that are going on in this country, but it doesn't make you any less of an American to give show its or at least understand and give its accountability and hold it accountable. So and I'm done. Well, I'm done.
All right. Well, you know what?
I got him.
I knew I was going to get him because he's a history teacher, ex-history teacher. So, you know, that's what he's all about. And so, but thank you, Don. I appreciate that, man. And you know, it's so much, you know, we just need a little bit of love in our lives, man, and not make everybody so hateful. And those same people, like Don said, are the very same people that when they have a problem, what do? They protest. So people have the right to protest. It's not just you to get the right to protest. Everybody has the right to protest. That's just American right there. So, and that's what we do. And so, you know, and I say let go and let God ultimately. But so here we go, guys. I just want everybody to try to do the right thing for each other and for the world. Not just for America, but everybody, because we are all really in this together. Just like that virus, it came from across the water, across the pond, and it hit all of us, and it killed almost a million people in America. What, 600,000, 700,000 Americans have died from it? You know, and it, you know, so we're in this together. We need to learn to love each other, be respectful of each other, and just do the right thing and get off of this soapbox that some particular politician a few years ago said they want to take our country back to the way it used to be. I get what? We're not doing that. Back to the way it used to be. Are you crazy? So anyway, you have to move forward. Just keep moving forward. And that's the way it should be. And we should try to make it better. Never try to go back to where it was really bad for some people, really bad. And so we're never going to do that. We're never going to go backwards. So get over yourself, and you know the politician I'm talking about. And so anyway, let's keep this thing going on Solar Records Radio, because on Solar, we want to be in a better world.
I'm not
once again. Ooh, just begging you, please, darling.
Remember being out at the park, man, out of the park, and big concert, all the bands, the local bands with the horn section. See, oh, I love the horns in the band, man. I miss that, because they kind of like budget wise, you don't see as many horns anymore in the group, you know, and so it's kind of sad, because I love the element that they bring. Man, oh man, Tower Power did it right. So anyway, what's the word, my Fleming? What's the Fleming?
Man, I'm good. I you're playing a lot of great classic stuff, man. You know, I'm trying to get you hip and up to date to some of the more '90s stuff, and maybe like early 2000s. Which, you know, even though you love that Bruno Mars, man, I know you love that Silk Sonic, But no, man, it was great, great music every Thursday, man. We do it every Thursday, 3 to 5 p.m., and then we got 8 to 10 p.m., and then, of course, 11, I'm guessing, to 1 p.m., Goldie Mac show. So, again, triple threat, man, on a Thursday. And just keep all that great music coming, man. You know what, though? I feel like I want to take the people back on. He's in my stash right now, guys. But I want to take you guys back.
I was just going to say before you go there, I just want you to tell us a little bit about that song Change, that, you know, the very best in
music. Oh, man. I love Change. You know, Luther Vandross had a brief stint with the group Change. Of course, you guys remember The Glow of Love and, of course, working with, I want to say, Giorgio Moroder. I mean, this is a great album. He left on when his, you know, of course, Luther left and just blew up and did what Luther did. But he was a part of Change for a quick second. The Glow of Love, I think, what was the other song he did? Anyway, it was a couple of songs Change did, but this one was post Luther Change from 1982 from the Sharing in Love album. That for the very best in you. That is one of my all-time favorites from Change. I mean, it's so positive. I mean, it's you know, when you're feeling low and you're feeling like at a point in your point in your life. Not saying in your life, just you having a moment. That song usually picks me up every time I hear it.
Yeah, Greg said that's one of his top tens right there. He loves that song. That was a shocker.
Oh man, I love Change and the group, you know, Change of Heart, To Hold Tight, To My Melody. It was just a great Change was a great group. And of course, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis did some production with Change also. So I mean, even especially on that Change of Heart album in 1984. So, I mean, this is just great music. And again, I'm a big Change fan. And every time I'm feeling a certain type of way, I'll listen to The Very Best in You, because this is for the very best in you, because there's no one better, you know? And that's what I love about that song.
Yes, sir. Well, go ahead on and tell us what you're about to tell us in regards to.
Well, no. I wanted to go ahead and, you know, we wanted to kind of keep the music going, but I know, you know, I don't have anything to say. I'm done, Fleming. I have nothing to say right now, just to go ahead and go on to the next song. I'll take you back to 1987 and give you a classic from a group out of, I don't think they were out of Michigan, to go by the name of 4x4. It was a slow jam when I was in junior high. So it's a memorable song. So check it out. It's called Come Over. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Records Radio.
Cause you're just a girl to make me feel so right. Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
LeVert, man. Rest in peace.
Yes, sir. Yeah, yes, yes. Man, oh, man, that brother had such a beautiful future ahead of him. And
oh, God. And you know what? We share the same birthday, July 13th.
Oh, wow.
He was He was my birthday brother. Yeah, we shared the same birthday, July 13th. And, yeah, rest in peace, Gerald, man. Gerald and actually Sean LaVert passed away, too, from LaVert, you know, Eddie LaVert's two sons. So,
that's
man.
Crazy. Oh.
Man, I know. It hurts, man, because that brother, actually those, both of them had, you know, just great careers. Gerald had a, Gerald's voice. Of course, everybody said Gerald sounded like his daddy anyway. But, of course, when he went and did Private Line, that was, of course, from the album Private Line from 1991. He just blew up, man. And Baby Hold On to Me, the song he did with his dad. You know, just a lot of great music Gerald did. And, of course, Gerald and Sean. But, yeah, rest in peace to Gerald LaVert, man. His music definitely live on. He left a legacy.
Wow. Who was the oldest?
I know Gerald was the older of the two, if I'm not mistaken, of the group LaVert. And I think their family friend, Mark Gordon, all of them were, you know, they were in LaVert together. I think Mark Golden was the oldest. But as far as Gerald and Sean LaVert, I think Sean is the baby.
Oh, okay. Wow, crazy. Did they die from the same similar type of thing?
God, don't get me to lie. I think I know Gerald. He tried to self-medicate on something, and it had a bad reaction, and I think he passed away on that. And I think Gerald LaVert and Sean LaVert. Succumb. I think he had a heart attack while he was in jail. So,
Wow. Crazy. Ugly.
I know.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, that's life in period. That's just life. No matter what you do, we all have to deal with life, right? It's a part of who we are, and it's real unfortunate. To lose his young brothers like that, but you know it is what it is, and you know so sorry for the loss to the family for sure. But anyway, I want to you know get back to some music here, and
yeah.
My heart is still hurting. Good gracious! All right, so this is a song that was requested by our listeners overseas. So here we go on Soul Art Records Radio. Let's keep that music alive. blow out the candle, I'll be back again tomorrow. Man, that dude's in love. Hey, man, I just love this song, the lyrics in that song. And I grew up with this song, but I never paid any attention to it until one day I was just like, inside and out, what is he talking about? And I listened to the words, and I have not been the same. Every time I hear this song, I just go crazy. I was just sharing with Phoenix right now, one of our co-hosts on This Is It. I was just sharing with him about the lyric on that song. Oh, my goodness gracious. That man loved that woman, or, you know, whoever, you know, it could be go vice versa, too. Woman loving the man loving the woman, man, whatever. Whatever works, whatever floats your boat, whoever you love, it can go any way. If you love somebody, no one can tell you that you can't love someone the way that you love them. You love them with all your heart. No man on earth tell me, you know, that I don't love you, because I love you with everything. Blow out the candle and I'll be back again tomorrow. Man, listen, guys, I'm telling you, that's a lyric right there. That brother was writing, or that sister was writing, whoever wrote that lyric. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm so proud of them. I am so proud. Anyway, I just want to thank you guys again. Don't forget, tomorrow we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so come hang out with us as we go down memory lane from the 70s and 80s with Solar and just reminisce on the stuff that they were doing that was coming out of that little station or that little record company that could. You know, it really could, and it did. And it was 5 years straight that it was just constantly on the radio, just constantly. You could flip from one channel to another channel to another channel, and it was a Solar record playing. And I did that because I was playing drums on it. And so I was like, whoa. Or my song. I was excited. It was just a wonderful time. So come and celebrate with us as we try to be show our appreciation to Mr. Griffey for blessing us with, you know, such a great company in terms of the music. It was just off the hook. And I want to thank all the people that was a part of Solar Records that worked so hard to keep that machine running and get it doing what it did. And you guys and the ones that already passed away, rest in peace. We love you and appreciate all of you. And so, yeah, come hang out with us. We're going to have a blast just going down that old memory lane. And so, thanks again for hanging out today. And thanks to Don Fleming as he's off to the races right now. He'll probably call back to try to say bye real fast. You know Don Diamond is, right? Y'all know Don. He's like that. He's the little boy in the classroom and always, oh, boy, what's going on with Don? But anyway, we love Don here at Solar Records Radio. And I hope that you guys are all well and had a great day. And tomorrow is the beginning of the weekend. We're gonna have a good time kicking off the Solar Weekend here at Solar Records Radio. Wardell Paz Jr., Don Fleming, Greg, my brother, and Astrid, my sister. We all going to be here. We're going to have a good time tomorrow. So come hang out with us as we do what we do here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to everybody and all of the listeners that have just been such a blessing. All the people in the group, thank you for joining our Solar Records Radio group. Much love to you. And feel free to post and hang out and, you know, and meet some great people. We are loving on each other here at Solar Records Radio. So look forward to that. And then on Saturday, Solar wants to dance. Woo! We hit it hard and steady for hours straight of up-tempo tracks just coming at you from every angle. So come hang out with us then on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we bow down to our King, to our Heavenly Father who blessed us and gave us the opportunity for everything we're talking about. So, you know, come hang out with me as I do my praise show, and I'm just grateful to God for everything. And with that being said, Father, we thank you for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for each other. We thank you for keeping us safe. We ask for a special healing over our brothers and sisters who are sick right now. We just ask that you heal their bodies, heal their minds, heal their hearts, for pain is pain. And Father, we trust you in it. And we love you so much for everything. And we trust you. We trust you with every bit of us. Thank you for loving us. Amen. Amen, guys. So anyway, this is Wardell Parks Jr. And, you know, and I truly believe this about you guys. You take care and have a blessed night. Navarre says it. Yeah.
Don't be the fast forward button on this. Everyone. say yes, and the rest of our life will be so good. So it's a fast forward button on this love remote. Do a spot of love, and that's all she wrote. Come on.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning, love. Last night was something else. I hope you enjoyed yourself like I enjoyed myself.
Hey, hey, hey.
Walk it down and tell me that's the best you ever felt. I hope you enjoyed yourself like I enjoyed myself.
Would you be like, oh, 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 swing your hips right, ooh, ooh, ooh,
like you did last night.
Boy, your girl's like, hey, 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 come on, that you're gonna stay, stay, stay.
Stop, no. Lord, you enjoyed yourself.
What a beautiful, beautiful song, way to end the show. And I just want you guys to know, I'm so excited. I just enjoyed myself, and I hope you enjoyed yourself. And, you know, I just want to say that John did call and said, you guys be blessed, and thank you for tuning in to Soul Out Records Radio. Don't forget to tune into his show tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Goldie Mac tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, for the ones on the over on the other side of the pond, never mind. Never mind. I know it's way too late for you guys. Y'all can catch them tomorrow. But anyway, you all have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rest of the week. Good night, and God bless. Good night. God bless.
I hope you enjoy.